Hey guys.
This is Kevin.
This is Nadja.
And this is, episode one of Cannonball the Podcast.
Cannonball the Podcast. Kevin, this is really exciting.
It is exciting.
We have no idea what we're doing, but we're just going to talk about our life issues, right?
Yeah, that sounds heavy already. We're going to talk about our
life is heavy, Kevin.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, maybe not for you.
We're going to chat.
For the white man, life might not be that heavy.
Already.
Life is pretty easy
already,
for you,
I'm
isn't it?
I'm feeling like there's a target on my
isn't
stomach.
It,
I'm looking at my stomach.
It's easy for you?
I was going to say back. But
life is easy for you.
It's
heavy
it's
for
all,
some of us.
It's all relative.
Exactly. Relative to the amount of melanin in your skin, possibly.
Yes.
That's one theory.
So I told you to hold on to your anger so we have good content, and you clearly have done that, so mission accomplished.
Kevin
so
has
far.
Starved me all day, so that's my disclaimer.
So this let's do some background level setting.
Okay.
So we're in a hotel lobby. And already we've got some sideways looks, but you know what's weird about this town?
Naperville,
yeah. We are going to... I know, we're at the Marriott in Naperville. Maybe they will sponsor us down the road at some point.
Well, I did used to be the spokesperson for the city of Naperville, so maybe some of my Napervillian friends are listening.
So here's what I noticed. You get off the highway, and you get onto Freedom Drive.
Freedom!
And then you make a left off of Freedom Drive onto Independence Boulevard.
Yes. That's this development called Freedom Commons.
Like there's sort of like a vibe already being set here, which, you know, we may get booted out of here by the time this is all said.
Of liberalism or the opposite?
I think the opposite is kind of what I'm feeling.
It is a very, Naperville's like the fifth largest city in Illinois. It is a large city.
You're going back into your spokes.
However, it is, can be kind of parochial. It's kind of a small town. Small town.
In a big town way.
In a big town. In a big city kind of small town way.
So we're in a corner of the lobby, so if you hear any stirring in the background, it has nothing to do with Cannonball the Podcast. It just has to do with whatever goes on at 1:30 in the Marriott in Naperville. But, you know, this is kind of how we roll. Just random, unscripted.
We just rolled up.
We plop ourselves down.
With our sushi.
With
our Lagunitas.
We're having grocery store sushi, which maybe another episode down the road we will debate the merits of grocery store sushi.
Yes, but I have the stomach of a goat that can digest all things like hot dogs from a gas station.
Yeah, all right.
Like sushi
from
a grocery store. I think we're starting to already lose listeners. Let's talk about what is Cannonball and why? And then we'll get right into our topic of white privilege.
So big questions. Answer the big questions. Well, let's first tell everyone.
We just decided
to do this. We're not married. We're not dating. This is not about relationships.
Well, it's about all those things.
Well, yeah.
Potentially.
But not like he said, she said type things.
Right. Right. Kevin has been my yoga student for many years,
ages.
Right?
Yeah.
Ages. And also
sensei,
his lovely white wife. Wow, that was a Freudian for sure. His lovely wife, Jennifer, who I adore. And now, this summer, his awesome son, Charlie. Shout out, Charlie. Also my yoga student. So that's our connection through yoga. And I think that's the evolution of this podcast. Yoga, and I don't want to make it about yoga because there's more to life than yoga. Not really.
Yeah.
But
people would tune out a minute.
Journey with yoga. Excuse me, sir. We're broadcasting a live podcast. Do you think you could take that meeting somewhere else, sir? Okay, I don't think he heard me.
So we're being confrontational with hotel meeting.
I don't understand why this is the corner he picked, Kevin.
Yeah, just go with it. Continue.
Okay, I'm just worried about the audio quality. Okay, so through I've come into yoga as a healing modality for myself. It's been kind of just a way to find therapy. And this was back in my days when I was still, I was just divorced. That's actually how I found yoga through, I was divorced and I got to my mat. My very first class was at East Bank Club in Chicago. Shout out East Bank Club, potential sponsor, maybe, because I teach there also. But I walked into my first yoga class and it really did change my life. And so this whole journey with yoga has been really about healing. And recently I discovered that I have some issues with white people. I never even knew that, but it was buried deep into my cellular level. And I was doing some body work with Everett Ogawa. He does structural integration body work. It's a very deep, 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 very painful process. And one day he was digging into like my psoas to release it. And out, I just shouted out without any type of, you know, it just instinctually, I shouted out, I hate white people. Like it was just buried inside, like a primal scream. It just came out. Uh-huh. As he released my psoas, that came out. And so I became familiar with this idea of white privilege. So that's kind of the genesis of this specific topic. But also podcasting, I think, is something that I've always wanted to dabble in. And then I found Kevin.
Well, this is not a dabble, my friend.
This is it. We're in it.
This is 2 feet cannonballing into the end of the pool.
We're doing it.
Just the two of us. Well, plus this guy in the lobby who is...
oh, my gosh. Please, you guys. I haven't eaten all day. I don't want to have to, like... So, you guys, all the views in this podcast are mine and...
well, and mine.
Well, maybe Kevin's also. I'll let him talk too, you guys. But it's really very healing for me. I think this is like cathartic for me to just talk about things that maybe I hadn't talked about before. So, I don't actually hate white people. Like, I have a lot of white friends.
Really?
I have a lot of white friends. Well, so it's not against the whole race. Yeah, I have a lot of white friends. Kevin,
yes.
What is Cannonball for you?
Cannonball is our opportunity to comment on the world today as we see it and complain about it and rant about it in a therapeutic way.
Therapeutic.
And occasionally offer up solutions.
I love it. So my perspective is going to be one of a little brown girl who grew up in the Midwest. We're not going to really reveal my age. I actually look much younger than reality, but I grew up in the 70s. So think about America 35 years ago or so, or maybe 45. 30-ish, a few decades ago. Mm-hmm. That was the climate that, you know, that's my perspective growing up there. Kevin's perspective, may I speak for you, Kevin?
I think you're going to. Go ahead.
Kevin is basically, I don't know if this is going to offend you, Kevin, but Kevin is kind of the epitome of white privilege. He's 56.
How come
he's retired?
Don't share your age, but
he's retired at 56.
Age
he's from the East Coast. Do you want to add anything to your intro there?
You're so much for any mystery.
Oh, man. We also have this policy that we're not editing anything out.
Right.
So we're just in a roll.
With that said.
Okay. Do you think people are going to have already tuned out? No. Are we boring, Kevin?
No, not at all. I am hugely entertained.
So
if I'm sitting here listening, I'm sure. And look, it's the beauty of podcasts, right? People are bored. They can put on Spotify and listen to Cardi B.
That's right. Cardi B. I freaking love Cardi B, by the way, for the record. You know who I'm really into right now is Lizzo.
Lizzo.
I love Lizzo.
Yeah.
I love her messaging. It's very empowering for women.
Yes.
I love her self-love.
Yes.
I think that's what it's all about, right? Self-love.
Well, especially
versus
music,
self-loathing.
Right? You are deeply listening to music, which is awesome.
Yes,
love
sir.
That.
Okay, so Kevin kind of tricked me. He's like, don't make any notes. We're not going to make an outline. Like, let's just be really organic. And then he shows up, much like white people do, with like a sheath. A sheath of prep work that he's done, when he specifically told me, no, just be organic.
Since you already shamed me as being the older of the partnership.
Much older.
I have to have my notes to reference because, you know, short-term memory is the first thing to go.
Ain't that the truth?
So do you want to start with, oh, did we announce that we were having Lagunitas daytime?
I feel like we did, right?
Did we say that? Yeah.
We said that somewhere.
So maybe there's
with our sushi. Yeah, we said
sponsorship.
If right.
Well, here with
because it's so delicious and very refreshing for daytime drinking.
That's right.
And podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing, you guys.
So, do you want the good news stories first or the bad news stories?
Okay, so you're going to read news stories and I'm going to react to them.
No. So, my thing is, I
thought this was going to be about me, but okay, go ahead, Kevin.
No. It will be about you, but you have to give me a little bit of time.
Okay. You have the talking stick. Kevin now has the talking stick.
Nausea show.
I'm going to try to focus.
So tell me, you want the good? Should we talk about good things or should we talk about bad things first?
Good things first.
Good things? Wow, that's out of character.
Ready, fire, aim, right?
All right, so one little tidbit to kind of chew on and maybe talk about.
Okay.
So I read about this poll in the Wall Street Journal. They polled 1,000 adults.
So from
I don't
where?
Know if that means millennials
from New York,
or not.
Or
across the country.
Okay.
From across the country. 1,000. And they said adults, so I don't know if that means like what age they are.
So already I could see how they might be skewing their data.
So they interviewed them in 2019. Well, first they interviewed them in 1998.
The same people?
Same people.
Okay.
And they asked, no, not the same people, because they were adults in 1998 and 2019, they would be ancient. So they interviewed a set of adults in 1998. And then
separate
they interviewed similar aged adults in 2019.
Okay.
And they asked them, what are the things that you are most concerned about?
Okay.
Like, what are the things that are most important to you? What do you value the most? So 1998, I don't know what's going on in 1998. I'm not even...
Prince and the Revolution,
Prince
I think of.
Oh, yeah, right.
1999.
Already like it's 1999.
It was Y2K.
Y2K.
Right?
Okay, so just to put it in some kind of reference.
We were in the middle of that huge stock market bubble, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Life
good.
Was good.
See, good.
Life was fucking
right.
good back then.
I rely
then.
On you for that
yes.
kind of recall.
Life was really good. Because I also used to sell... investments and insurance.
Okay.
So that's around that time.
So the top three things that people valued in 1998, just take a
was it just an open-ended question?
Yeah, like what do you value? What are the what do you think were the top three things that they valued?
Is this a quiz for me?
No, I'm just curious.
The top, oh my God, that's like, that's so open-ended. I hope they would say things like family and God and...
Yeah, cool. So the top
community.
Three, in order. Patriotism.
America.
Religion. Having children, raising a family.
Okay.
1998.
Do you guys like how I have the pulse of
Those
the American people?
Are the most important things.
I have the
so
pulse
kind
of the
two out of
American
three, right?
people.
Good.
Okay.
All right, so 2019, what are the most important? So values, like, you know, what do you value
oh,
most
gosh.
In 2019?
It's not very positive right now. I feel like... keeping brown people out of the country, but that was actually always been a value around here.
Okay.
Oh gosh, what do people value? I mean, I want to be positive too. Like maybe mindfulness, yoga, meditation.
Mm-hmm. You want?
But
me just
I don't.
To tell you?
I don't believe that's true. Okay, yeah. Can you
hard
just
work?
Me? Okay.
Community involvement and money. So like two out of three, I was like, wow, there might be hope for us.
Wait, hard work, community involvement, and money.
And money. Isn't that strange?
That is strange.
Because don't they, like two you can see, like hard work, community involvement, kind of common bedfellows.
Right, common values. Yeah. But if you think about it.
Money, how could you?
The economy is different now, though. Back then, we were in that big bubble, remember?
Yeah.
Like.
Right.
I think the Dow had just hit like 10,000 or it was about to.
Right.
Everyone was flush. Everyone was investing in the internet companies,
right?
People were making crazy money,
oh, yeah.
myself included, guys.
Right.
And now there's like a scarcity. This thing called Google. Oh my God, if I had bought Google back then. Google wasn't even around, but Apple was.
Apple, right, that's what happened.
But, and now there's like this scarcity mindset, I think.
But, so what does it say to you? So 1998, you kind of pegged it, right? Like, okay, that doesn't surprise me. 2019, surprise, not surprised. You know, because you have a pulse on kind of...
Yeah, I mean, I guess because I have this...
You see tons of people as a teacher.
But, you know, I have a limited demographic. It's like Midwest suburbs, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes I teach in the city, which is a little bit different. So I don't have a full, like, pulse of the whole world or the whole country, but...
All right, I'll phrase it a different way. Does it make you feel good or does it make you feel... Like, oh, shit.
It makes me feel sad.
It does?
That people are focused on money.
Yeah, all right.
Because I think I went through a phase like that where, like, I thought money and status was so important.
Yeah.
And I realized that it's really not. Yeah. Fuck money.
Right.
Money can't make you happy.
This is true.
It can make you comfortable.
Yes, agreed.
But it makes me kind of sad that that's something people value.
Okay.
Over God. They didn't say religion, right? So now
no, in fact, the
it was
three
community.
That had the largest drop, like double-digit drop in percentage of people who said they cared about them, were the top three from 1998. Like the biggest drops were...
I don't understand what you're saying.
Religion, having a family, and patriotism.
That was 98.
Yeah, they were on top. But
oh,
in
okay.
2019, they were not on top. But on top of that, they also had the biggest decline in people who said they were important.
That's
so kind of a big flip from 1998 to 2019.
Yeah.
To me, that's a little weird, right? Because it feels like it's an overly, like, an aggressively patriotic time that
right,
throw
yeah.
the flag and all of that, you know, being an American.
But, you know, what it makes me think, because I worked in politics for many years, that...
Yes.
Politics is a business. It's a business.
Well, clearly, we
there's
have
people who are partisan, right? Exactly.
Right.
So the partisan people who are like hardcore Republican or hardcore Democrat, they're just the common, you know, the your average everyday people, and they are exploited mm-hmm. by the hierarchy
yeah, right.
to keep them in power. To
yes.
keep them in power, and when they're in power, all they're doing is basically robbing the Americans blind.
Yes.
However, it's a much better system probably than any other country or most other countries where government is much, much more corrupt.
Mm, yeah, debatable, right.
Yeah.
To me, I'm encouraged, right, that people would say, like something
money?
Like community involvement. I don't...
Well, it started with your boy Obama.
It concerns
He's
me
a community
that people
organizer.
Don't, are not involved enough in their community and don't care enough about what's going on. Yard and doing things.
You think they don't?
I don't know. I feel like not enough, right? Like people, right? Like they say this is the time of, you know, me, you know, which I understand the money thing, right? Like money.
Like
money.
Are you talking about millennials?
No, I think just in general. I think we're a little self-centered. Like in general, right? It's all about this nationalistic thing. Like it's just about us. It's not about us doing right in the worldview. It's about us, just our own.
About me.
You know, like putting a wall up and just taking care of what's going on in our own, you know, our own thing here. So, in some ways, I, like, that's why I said, if you want good news, like, I am giving that to you.
You thought that it's good news?
Good news, yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, community involvement and hard work.
I think it depends on
like
the community.
Hard work, like, that
that's like
the...
That's the American value, yeah.
Hard work, you have to value hard work.
Oh, yeah.
So that's kind of cool, you know.
That's kind
of
cool.
Because we sit here in the middle of the day at a hotel doing our podcast.
Well, I actually did work today, Kevin. I've been up since like 4:30 a.m.
I know.
Working.
Yes.
Doing the work of the people.
Yes. Well, at least one of us is
one of us.
The hard work side of things.
But I will tell you one quick thing.
Go ahead, do.
I think it depends on the community, too, because that's one thing when I worked here in Naperville, like, this is such a very, very active community. Like, mm-hmm. on a daily basis, I would get feedback from residents. There's three Rotary clubs in Naperville. Like, mm-hmm. how crazy is that? There's three Rotary clubs. There's so many different community-based organizations, service organizations.
Right.
So I think it's so appropriate.
And you would know this, but I still don't know what the Rotary Club is or what it does.
It's like a... Like these guys.
Like this loud luncheon that...
Yes.
That's the Rotary
Club. It's just like business people.
Yeah. Getting together.
Getting together. They have lunch once a week.
Playing golf and...
Yeah, golf outings.
Okay.
Yeah. Helping one another.
But that's community involvement.
Yeah, but that's more self-interest, right? Because it's business.
Okay. All right, do you want to talk about guns?
I thought we were going to talk about white people, but yeah, let's talk about guns.
Well, white people have guns.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
What should we talk about guns?
So,
we already have 20 minutes in?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, we only have 10 minutes left, Kev.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
No pressure.
Okay, guns.
So my other piece of good news. In San Jose, California, kind of a progressive community south of San Francisco in the Bay Area.
Okay.
They have proposed an ordinance that would require gun owners to have liability insurance. So you want to buy a gun or you own a gun, you have to have a big old insurance policy, liability insurance, so that if you used your gun or someone got a hold of your gun and did something horrible,
you're covered.
You'd be liable for it. So you would have to have this big insurance policy. So,
God forbid anybody
who was injured or killed or harmed in some way because of your firearm, you could be sued.
I got it.
In a big way.
Like if someone breaks into your house and drowns in your backyard swimming pool, you're liable.
Yeah, you have to have, right, like you have homeowner's insurance,
yeah.
You have like an umbrella policy to protect against.
I guess my thought on that is that the people who are committing all these murders and crimes are not registered gun owners. So we're regulating the people who follow the law, who register their guns.
Yes.
I don't have any data in front of me, but I'm guessing that most crimes committed with guns are not those people.
Yeah,
they're getting guns on the black market. They're getting,
yes.
They're stealing guns. So,
well, as much as you gave me grief for being prepared, I'm not as prepared to give you that statistic.
I mean, I think
but,
it's just common
like,
sense, though. Don't
you
think
two,
so?
These two kids, who the kid in El Paso at the Walmart and the kid in Dayton.
I'm just going to interrupt Kevin really quickly, just to preface this to say,
yeah.
I for many years I worked in politics and I worked in media.
Yes.
So now that I'm at full-time yoga teacher, I've really, like, the pendulum has swung in the other way, and so I'm not always up to date on current events. I just want to, just a little disclaimer for myself.
Because
I don't know what just happened in San Jose or wherever you're saying.
No. San Jose is where they put this ordinance in place.
Okay. Where did you just say? El Paso?
So there were two big mass shootings, one in El Paso,
and one
in Dayton.
Dayton?
Yeah.
We were just talking about the Dayton University.
Yes.
Oh, my God, that's
and
so scary.
Young white males.
Excuse me. Is that going to be recorded?
Did you have a sushi burp?
No, it's a beer burp. I'm not a beer drinker,
oh,
you guys.
Okay. Oh, all right. Oh.
Cheers.
Well, in any way. So in any case, in those two incidents, right, two very recent notorious incidences, both of the guns were registered to the people who use them in these really hard
ways. Okay. See, so I don't... Okay. Holy shit.
So I think this is a reaction to, like the data. There's tons and tons of data that says... Number one, we have more guns per capita than any country on the planet. Number two, we have the most mass shootings. Number three, we have the most people who die from gun violence.
I have some thoughts on that.
Yeah, so that's... Do you think it's a good thing? Do you think, like, maybe this is a bigger, like, are you in favor of government regulation or are you not in favor of...
I am not in favor of more government regulation.
Okay. All right.
I am in favor of community involvement.
Yes.
But... regarding this gun situation, I think it's much like our modern medical system.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the doctor and you're prescribed a drug, a pharmaceutical, based on your symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not really the symptoms that we should be looking at. We should be looking at the root cause of the symptoms. And I think it's the same thing with gun control.
Mm-hmm.
Guns don't kill people. People kill people, right? How many people die in drunk driving accidents? How many people die in not drunk driving accidents, just driving accidents? It's not the car, it's the driver.
Yeah.
So I think that to regulate guns is kind of treating the symptoms, and it's good to be proactive, but I think there's a deeper issue. I think what would make someone go and start shooting people? There's some mental health issues. I think we should look at the deeper issue of mental health.
Yes.
It's not the guns.
Well, yes, it's the gun, right? Because the gun has
the gun is the tool that they're using to commit these heinous acts.
So
they could do it with poison. They could do it with a bomb.
No.
There was a whole thing.
You couldn't walk down the street. Number one,
you could go to the buffet.
You can't go
and add some type of poison or some type of virus to food, and you would harm hundreds of people.
Yes, understood. But where are you going to acquire that?
Who knows? Where are you going to acquire a gun?
Walmart.
Oh, I don't really shop there, so I don't know.
You can
buy a gun at Walmart?
Yes, Nasha.
I told you guys I'm a little out of the loop in reality, but
yes.
I am very happy in my yoga bubble.
Are you kidding me? I'm going to take you.
I've never seen guns at Walmart. I'm lying. I do shop at Walmart. Right, I've
so
never seen freaking guns.
We're going to take a field trip to Walmart.
That's our next trip.
Or
next
go
trip.
go to any mall that has a Bass Pro Shop and it is loaded with guns. I mean, Dick's Sporting Goods sold guns up until.
I mean, I guess
one of the recent mass shootings, and to their credit, their CEO had the balls enough to say, you know, we're not going to facilitate this. We're not going to sell guns in our stores. Yeah.
Okay. So then it's just not that easy to get a gun.
No, it's super easy.
I'm saying if we start to regulate more gun selling or try to implore to the gun manufacturers to, you know, stop flooding the market with their weapons. But if somebody really wanted to get a gun, I don't think it's that hard. You might not have to register.
No, you're right. I mean, you could.
So that's what I'm saying. It's not the gun.
You could probably buy a gun on Craigslist if you.
Yeah, you could drive to the south side of Chicago. I'm sure you could get a gun.
Well, yeah.
You guys, I'm also a Lyft and Uber driver, so I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. No, I don't.
I have the pulse of the people.
I disagree with you. But
I don't know how much Kevin has the pulse of the common man, though.
This is why I'm asking you these questions, because I'm curious of your opinion.
He's common, but he's not common.
Mm.
He's part of the establishment.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just say this. Like, I don't actually hate white people, but I had a hard time growing up. Can we talk about white people now?
Yes.
I had a hard time growing up in the Midwest in a sea of white people who were more probably blue-collar. I mean, like, even if I turn the TV on, I just never saw someone like me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that I learned to hate myself for being brown and not being white.
Mm-hmm.
That's the root of all my issues. So it's not white people. It's like we're talking about the symptom. It's not white people. It's my processing of the indoctrination I had from white people.
So
I'm not blaming them. I'm working on healing myself, thus this podcast with Kevin.
Yeah.
This is very healing.
Have you seen the documentary, I Am Not Your Negro?
Oh, my God. I forgot to tell you. Remember that road, or that incident I had?
Yes.
It was the day after I saw that documentary.
Yeah.
I promise you. I can't believe I forgot that major detail.
We have to talk more about that, right? Because that's,
I had a bit of a confrontation.
You know, having seen it, right? Like, this is James Baldwin's
enraged.
Big thing, is that...
Enraged. I was enraged. I hope everybody who sees that would be enraged.
As much as you think you can understand my perspective, you never ever will.
I could never understand your perspective, Kevin.
And this is.
Oh, I forgot the wasabi.
You know, this is what I'm saying.
Did you get chopsticks, bro? Or
no, we're eating with our fingers.
Well, I just need some wasabi.
Go ahead, you can just
use my fingers.
Yeah.
That was so good.
Yeah.
Were you enraged when you saw that? Were you fucking pissed off?
I kind of knew his story. Like, I've read a lot of his. I mean, he's an amazing writer. He just is.
I've never read any of his stuff.
I'm going to get them.
I'm very impressed with you right now.
We're going to go to the Naperville Library, and that is going to be
NPL?
Our, yeah.
Naperville Public Library is my initials.
And we'll get
initials.
Some James Baldwin out, and we'll talk about it down the road, because...
Were you enraged, though? Were you mad when you saw that?
You know, you're kind of educated, right? Because everyone always says, no matter what it is, right? They say, oh, I can just imagine how sad you are. Oh, I feel for you. You know?
Can't.
And that's kind of
you
bullshit,
can't.
Right? You know, no matter
you
what
can't.
It is, you know, you can't until, I don't know, right? It's like you have to walk a mile in people's shoes, or you have to live their life in their shoes.
And it's impossible for you, I mean, as a white man in America,
Yeah, right.
Who's been retired for 2 years, you're only 56.
Yeah.
White privilege, you know, it's impossible. You can empathize, but you can't really ever get it.
No,
just like you would never understand what it's like to be a woman.
No, and that's, so my response to
never
it
get
is
that.
To be intrigued, right? This is
yeah.
why we're here, because, and this is why I'm asking you for your opinion, because I'm intrigued by your opinion.
It well, first of all, I'm really fucked up, so my opinion is, like, very skewed.
No, that's besides the point. It's, and that's, how do you... You know, like, it's all about tolerance, and it's all, you can't be tolerant unless you ask people what they think about things, and you go, oh, wow, I don't see it that way. How come you see it that way? And you understand, what is it that, in our makeup, that makes us see things differently? And that kind of opens
experience.
Your, you know, it opens your eyes up.
Yeah, I think as humanity, we're all the same. When your kids left for college, you felt the exact same way that I did, right?
No, dude, you were crying. I just put my kid on an
I cried for 2 months.
Off he went, but that was the third time.
Yeah, but I'm saying the first, when your first kid left for college.
I told you, yeah, right.
It's, we have, we're
sad.
The same.
Yeah.
As humanity, yeah, we're the same. Right. When I'm angry, my anger feels just like your anger. Maybe mine has a little more rage behind it, but
well,
that's the equalizer. We're humans. We all feel and process things very similarly. And I was reading how all humans, whatever race, gender, creed, have like 99.9% the exact same DNA. And the only difference is gender, color, eye color, hair color, you know, all of those things. But other than that, we are all the same. It's so it is so
right.
much how we're raised, how we're indoctrinated from our life experiences.
Like, one of my favorite quotes is by Maya Angelou, poet who recently just died, actually.
Did she die?
Yeah.
My God, I freaking love her.
It, I'm going to paraphrase it because I'm not going to remember it perfectly, but it's the more that we see differences in people, the more we realize that
there are no differences. We're all the same. Yeah, it's so true. It's so true.
Naja, we've been doing this for 30 minutes.
Oh my goodness. See, I didn't even get to talk about how all my rage.
Look, there's plenty of time to talk about rage. We, you know, we have to take it a
chunk it out,
bit
yeah.
at a time. Chunk at a time.
This therapy is going to take some time.
It will take some time.
Okay, guys, well...
Are you feeling good? Did you get enough rage out?
No.
No, you didn't.
Not at all.
All right.
You
See,
guys, so
you
let's have...
the
like,
good news. We almost overwhelmed with good news.
Did I start with good news?
No, I said, do you want the bad news or the good news? And you said the good news first, so...
Yeah, because I wanted to end with the bad news. I wanted to, like,
well, see
download.
How much good news there is. We like, we've surprised ourselves with
we've
all of the good
ourselves.
Things we talked about.
I feel like at the end of all of our 30-minute podcasts, we should have like a password or like a word to see if people actually listen to the end.
Oh.
So what is it going to be for today? Naperville.
Today, no. Today it'll be...
Longanitas.
Cannonball.
Cannonball. Okay. Cannonball. Yeah. So if you actually were that bored that you listened to this whole thing...
Whoa.
Cannonball.
Yeah.
You guys, this is our first time. We've never done this before. We didn't really do any research because we wanted this to be very organic.
Well
I didn't do research. Somebody else did.
Now, which I,
so,
mean, I still have 3/4 of reams of paper. So I have like the next 3 episodes already.
But we don't have a script or even an outline. It was just like,
and that's
let's
the
just
way it's gonna be.
Let's just talk some shit, Kevin, over sushi.
Eating, and we will probably
drinking.
Be drinking for 30 minutes at least.
And maybe having some edibles. Who knows?
Well, I did. I did toggle on the explicit content category when I had to list our podcast. So that, I guess, is permissible under explicit content. Oh, your mouth is full. On that note, hey, thanks, folks, for listening to us. We'll post this and stay tuned. We're going to try to do this once a week. All right. Later.
Bye, guys.
Bye, bye.